Hello and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. I'm your host, it's Chloe Slade, the founder of Vibe and Flow and manifestation and mindset coach. This podcast is set up with the intention of helping you direct your focus so you can get out your own way and show up for the life that you want. Think of this podcast as one long voice note from your manifestation bestie, that's the vibe. I know there's lots of great podcasts out there, so I just want to take a moment to express extreme gratitude for you tuning into this one. Now, let the adventure begin. Hello and welcome back to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. It's Chloe Slade here, helping you show up for the life that you want. So hello you guys, how are we doing? How are we feeling? I actually want you to check in with yourself and just say, how am I feeling right now? I don't think we ask this enough, and when we do keep asking ourselves, like, how am I feeling, it gives insight, it gives clarity, and it can help us understand ourselves, and with that, it helps us trust ourselves, and with self-trust comes self-belief. It's a whole domino effect. So just check in with yourself and just say, how am I feeling? And what's one thing I can do to move the needle forward to feel a little bit better? So if you're listening to this and you're feeling in a really crappy mood, like, what's the small thing you can do just to feel a little bit better? And the same with if you're feeling really great, like, what's something you can do to build on that? So that's just a little thought to start off the podcast app. That's not really what we're talking about at all today, but I felt really cool to say that. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about the thing that is holding you back. Now, I'm probably going to call it the thing that is holding you back, and you're probably like, okay, so what is that thing? But it's a little bit deeper than that. The thing that's holding you back is that there's a part of you right now that doesn't want your goal. And I know you're probably listening to this like, no, Chloe, that's not true. I really want that money. I really want that relationship. I really want that body. But there's a part of you that doesn't want it. And I know there's going to be people listening to this like kind of almost grimacing or being like, no, that's not the case. But here's the thing. When you want something, there is something that's in your mind, a programming that either is for that thing or against it. And this is why I talk so much about like the self-image and reprogramming your mind. This is why I have the membership, the self-talk membership, the self-talk subscription. It's why I set that up, because our self-talk can sometimes be a reflection of the deeper belief at the root cause, right? So I put on my Instagram the other day, I was like, hey, you guys, like, you don't have problems in your business, in your relationships, in your like weight loss, in your whatever goal you have problems and challenges that are emotional, that are manifesting through into those areas of your life. And I did this with a client today. So I'm recording this on a day that I did calls. I don't normally record on days that I do calls, but I felt really cool to post this. I had to get it out. And I got this one client to write down all of the things she wanted. So I got her to, like, on a piece of paper, write like all the segments of her life, and I purposely wanted her to like really narrow this down, so I didn't let her pick too many, because I know you can sometimes get distracted, and when I say let her, you know, within the bounds of the exercise. And we basically got to the root of what were her priorities by doing so, and then we wrote down like what she wanted in each one of those areas, and we wrote down the desire as if it was an affirmation. And then basically I got her to close her eyes and I read back what she'd chosen, and I was asking her what part of her doesn't want this thing. And there were some parts that were probably easier for her to identify than others, but we started to go around, we started to sort of see patterns, and within that there were patterns of emotional beliefs that were manifesting in different areas of her life. Now, back to the crux of the matter, what is it if there's a part of you that doesn't want something? What does that look like? I'm going to give you an example, because it's going to be really hard to get your head around. When I first learned this concept, it was about 6 years ago, and I was like, nah, like, that's not the case for me. And then I really sat with it, and this is what I realized. This is my real, true example. I wanted to manifest more money. I wanted to have more fulfillment, and I wanted to manifest more money in my business, and I kept hitting this rut. And what was actually happening is that one of my core values was contradicting one of my goals. There was a part of me that didn't want it. And what I mean by that is I had the value of freedom. Freedom has always been and will always be something that's very, very important to me. It's a very core value. And I had this belief, this narrative, this part of me that was like, if I make more money, that's going to be more responsibility. There's going to be more household bills that come to me. There'll be more things that I'll need to pay for. Because at the time, I wasn't making that much money, right? So there was less responsibility because I physically and financially could not pay for those things. But I was thinking this belief of like, well, you know, if I make more money, then I'm going to have more responsibility. And more responsibility contradicts freedom. So my value of freedom was the part of me that was clinging to the belief that if I made more money, I would have more responsibility and therefore less freedom, right? So that was the part of me that didn't want my goal. Now I had to rewire that, I had to work through it to show myself that actually that part of myself that didn't want it because I felt that I was going to get less freedom, I had to work on the belief and I had to work on that part and rewire it to be the more money I have, the more freedom I have. The more money that I have, the more I can do, be, have, create, experience. And I really had to deepen that process. So when I say to you now, there's a part of you that doesn't want your desire, it may not be evident, it may not be clear. Journaling, working with a coach, visualization, meditation, these things can all help with helping you identify. Journaling would be my go-to if you're not working with a coach. And sitting down and thinking, okay, like, what really is it? Like, what really is it? What's the part of me that doesn't want it? I'm afraid that if I make more money that I won't be liked as much. Do I feel like if I get my dream relationship, it's only a tick in time before I lose that because I lose everything? Is that the belief? So you want to look at the belief, the root belief, the emotional root belief that is manifesting in all these areas of your life. And you also then want to look at what part of you is linking to that belief to show you and manifest that you don't want it. Because if there's any part of you that doesn't want the goal, that's going to keep like self-sabotaging. It's going to close you off to ideas and experiences, and it's going to make you think on a vibration of not receiving that goal or desire. So I want you to go inward. I want you to identify what part of you doesn't want that goal, and then I want you to start working through it. And this is exactly one part of the bigger piece of the puzzle of the Self-Image Manual Experience, which is my current program. It's my signature program. I ran it in group coaching programs before, and now I'm creating it as an experience, a 12-month experience. And there's payment plans from as little as, I think, £62.50 for a 12-month commitment. Or you can pay off one off at $750, and this is the pre-sale price. If you're listening to this now, I'll leave a link in the bio and you can go check that out. But we're going to be going deeper here because this is just like the tip of understanding yourself and trusting yourself and building that relationship with yourself. So you can go into more detail via the Self-Image Manual Experience. But for now, I hope this has just got you to think a little bit about it and think about what this means in your life and how that's translating into your life right now and what resistance you're potentially churning up. So for now, guys, that is all for this today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. If you like this episode, please do let me know. DM me, put it on your stories. It makes the biggest difference. Or leave a review. Apparently that really helps. Leave a review. But yeah, I'm sending so much love. I hope you have a great day and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. Before I leave you, I would just love for you to think about one action step that you feel inspired to take. Inspired action is the key to moving your desires forward and gaining that momentum. So feel into it, take that inspired action and get started before your mind gets in the way. If you love this episode, I'd absolutely love it if you would just share it with your friends, your pals, social media. It really helps me get the word out.